Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
Hey y'all, EG Sites here.
Francisco Landin.
It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're fixing your favorite movie. What's that? Fuck, shit, it's not even a movie. It's the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, you are watching TV right now. That means that you are watching fucking people skating down in snow and shit. This is all snow. This is all dudes on skis and
it's
spinning
boring
around.
As shit. Look. Yeah. They're on skates. They're spinning around. I'm sure it takes a lot of talent, but you know what? Boring.
Yeah.
Done.
Olympics should not be 90% skates.
Flipping over to porn. I mean, that's always what I'm doing. But you know what would keep me from not flipping over to porn? First of all, humans. Boring. Seen that.
No. Winter Olympics have been humans for fucking ages.
Ages. It's nothing but humans. Every Winter Olympics, humans. You know what we haven't seen? Bears.
All the bears.
Timberwolves.
Not just wolves, but timber wolves. Like that's the right. Most vicious of fucking Russian wolves.
The most vicious of wolves. Wolverines.
No, yeah, no matter
what. Oh, we got wolverines.
Yeah.
Do you want badgers? We got badgers.
We got badgers.
Snow
all,
leopards.
All the crazy fucking snow. What about those big Russian dogs that...
Oh, yeah. They're
Russian
skis.
Caucasian dogs or whatever that hunt down prisoners. Those are the guys that I'm talking about.
And are they running free on their regular paws like normal bears and wolves and stuff? No.
No.
No, they're on skis. They're on skates. They're on snowboards.
So Sean White gets set up and he's like, I'm going to do the half pipe now. I'm going to nail it.
Yeah, go for it, Sean White.
He goes down.
You're a star.
Behind him, one huge fucking 458-pound baby bear.
Yep.
Yeah.
And on a snowboard.
Yeah.
And
also,
he's starving. We have not fed that bear in a month.
Also, he has been shocked several times with a kettle prod.
Oh, he's so angry.
Because how else is he going to go down the hill?
He's so angry.
He does not go down the hill
and
without the kettle
now
prod.
Now he's on a snowboard. He's not liking that.
No.
He's not liking
he
that
is
one
not.
Bit.
So the first fucking face that he sees, he's going to eat that face.
And that face? Sean White. Sorry, Sean White. Your face is getting eaten.
Figure skating, there's a couple. They're beautiful. They're spinning around.
Oh,
they're gorgeous.
Look at that triple axle.
Yeah,
so
look at that. All the pageantry and shit. Oh. Bam. 14 wolves.
14.
Lose.
On the ice.
Lose on the ice. All of them starving.
Oh, so hungry.
All of them have been tortured. Now you have to spin around and make the points whilst getting away from these 14 wolves.
Now you're throwing your partner to get away from wolves.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying
and
to
you're
save
getting
her life.
More points because of that.
You're trying to save her life. It doesn't work.
It does not work.
Nine
those wolves are
going
to eat you.
They're going to eat you.
Yeah, nine times out of ten.
We lost so many Olympics athletes this year, but it was worth it. Best Olympics ever.
Yeah.
Best Olympics ever.
The wolves win it.
And now the honorable person from Sweden. Oh, God, a bear got him. Bear got that one, too.
What, do we give the bear the gold? Yes, we give the bear the gold.
Yeah, clearly
he ate that
the bear gets the gold.
If that guy wanted the gold, he would have eaten the bear.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't have had his face eaten by
by
a
fucking giant
bear.
Yeah, he would have had the wherewithal to not have his fucking face eaten. They earned that gold medal.
You know, if you eat enough people on figure skates while you are also on figure skates, and those wolves, I mean, the form... The timing, the beauty, the lines. You just can't beat that.
What if you do that one sport where you drop that one?
Curling?
Curling. Yeah. So you toss curling out and everybody's sweeping, and you're getting really close, and then just a bear comes out and just eats half of your fucking crew.
That's right. You gotta duck and weave.
Yeah. Or all the badgers come out. All the badgers come out and they just fuck up your shit, and then you're kicking badgers, but at the same time, you're getting rabies from them.
That's true.
Yeah. And then who wins a gold medal? The fucking Badgers.
Of course they do.
So what if the ticker is this? Bears, 14 gold medals.
Yeah.
U.S., 10 gold medals.
Still pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
We're still doing pretty good. Korea, 5 gold medals because, you know.
The judges were corrupt.
The judges,
They're in Korea.
Yeah, they're in Korea and all that stuff.
You know.
And then after that, under that, it's like Timberwolves, 4 gold medals. And then Canada, and then all the other countries. Yeah.
Couple in there for like snow leopards or something. Yeah.
No. we get a couple snow leopards gold medals.
Yeah,
not that many. They're kind of calm.
They're kind of calm, but you know, one of them did hit the winning goal in the hockey.
Yeah,
so, you know, it was pretty good.
One of them ate a face that we all saw.
Yeah. He checked a guy into the side of the glass, and by that I meant ate his balls and face.
Yeah, of course, because they always go for the balls and face.
That's course.
So you get a gold medal. The snow leopards get one gold medal for that. Yeah. We still lead, though. We're still America, so we still lead.
I mean, the Bears lead.
The Bears lead, yeah.
The Bears clearly.
We're under that. We are under the Bears on that. Because there was 48 loose bears that we just dropped on every Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Rightly so, too. Because that's how we like the Olympics. That's what we fix.
Way more entertaining.
Yes,
if you like this, Blockbuster Nostalgia, we're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We're all over the place. Like, subscribe, rate, review. Hit us up at gmail.com.
We fix all your shit.
We're going to fix it, and we love you. Bye.